Time to coincide with the visit of President Xi Jinping to Prague, a group of Czech NGOs, including Forum 2000, Amnesty International, and Tibetan rights groups, have just launched the Information Center for Democracy and Human Rights in China. Jakub Klepal, the head of Forum 2000, told Ian Willoughby the center had been set up in response to a shift in Czech foreign policy towards closer relations with China in the last couple of years.
Then it should definitely not happen without public discussion, a thorough information providing to the public, and then people should essentially know what it is all about, what China is all about, how is the situation in China, what is the human rights situation in China.
And what will the information center actually do? I understand you don't have an actual center, a place that people can visit.
There isn't a house or a room that would be the center. The center essentially works as a network of existing NGOs, existing institutions, cultural institutions, public institutions that do have their own facilities, that do have their own programs and projects. And we essentially would like to develop all these programs and projects and take advantage of all these existing facilities and infrastructure to increase the level of public discussion about the situation in China and our relationship with China, to provide more information through discussions, through lectures, through roundtables, and also different means, maybe cultural means, doing exhibitions and other sort of cultural events that would help us as Czech public understand better what is going on in China and what our relationship with China means.
The idea for this network could be seen as part of the legacy of Václav Havel, who of course was critical of China's human rights record, and many in the human rights demonstrations yesterday on Tuesday were associates of Mr. Havel's. But hasn't his worldview been rather marginalised in the Czech Republic? Isn't it something of a thing of the past?
Well, it's it has been sidelined given the electoral results in the past couple of elections. That is definitely true. I mean, the current president, Mr. Zeman, is not a representative of Václav Havel's legacy in foreign policy as well as some other policies. I don't think it's as much true concerning the current government. I think the current government is a bit split on this, even internally, within the different parties, and sometimes even within the different members of the cabinet, for example. So I think it's the Havel's legacy has been put aside a little bit, given the political mood and the electoral results. But it's definitely not gone. I mean, there is many people in this country that still hold that legacy in very high esteem. I think it's also ingrained in number of institutions. So I think definitely Václav Havel's legacy is still here, although it's not the official line at the moment.